Today is Thursday, the 28th of May, 2026. We appreciate you starting your day with us. Our Minute with the Masters from Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 29. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. There are days we all have when simply making it through feels overwhelming. Strength feels out of reach. In those moments, it is easy to believe you do not have what it takes to keep moving forward. But strength was never meant to come only from within us. When our strength runs out, God's strength kicks in. He meets us exactly where we are, not where we think we should be. We do not need to have everything together. We do not need to have all the answers. We only need to take the next step, trusting that He will hold us up. Strength often comes quietly. It looks like continuing when you are tired. Strength looks like choosing hope when your mind is filled with doubt. It looks like taking a small step of faith, even when you do not feel that you can go on. Then, somehow in the middle of it all, you realize you are still standing, not because you carried yourself, but because you made up in your mind to push your way through, even when you felt that you did not want to go on. God's peace overtakes you when you recite a scripture, even when you do not fully believe what that scripture says. His strength becomes clearest when you pray at the very moment that you do not feel like praying. His power becomes real when you stop trying to carry everything alone, and His presence surrounds you when you finally surrender the weight you were never meant to carry on your own. In the moments you feel your weakest, God always reminds you that you are not abandoned, you are not forgotten, and you are not alone, because you are held by His mighty strength. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Sandra and me, and at this time I'm going to turn the session to Sister Sandra.
Thank you, Sister Prince, and good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions on this Thankful Thursday are as follows. For the young man who needs a breakthrough in his life and his career, we pray for the Lord to calm his spirit, miraculously turn his life around, heal his eye, and put him on the right track to success. For the lady with a brain tumor, we pray for her spirit to remain strong, her hearing to be restored, and her body to be made whole. For Sister Johnny Mae Wilcox, Ricky's mom, she is hospitalized. We ask the Lord to surround her with His protection and cover her with His healing power as He ushers her back to good health. For those requesting vacation to be approved, we pray for a peaceful work environment and favor with supervisors and managers. For Jeremy, a single parent, we pray for the Lord to help him balance work and parenting responsibilities. We also pray for him to return to the safety of the Lord's covering. For Gail F. of Tampa, we ask God for divine guidance as she transitions through this season of her life. We trust God for spiritual energy and endurance. For marriages with an uncertain future, we pray God will replace uncertainty with confidence that all will be well, fear with courage to address the difficult issues, and replace sadness with comfort. We also pray He will bless the path of spouses as you forge as you forge their way into the future together. For families, we ask the Lord to strengthen our families with love, peace, unity, and faith, so that our homes may reflect God's grace every day. Excuse me. For everyone on the call, we ask the Lord to be your refuge from the trials you encounter, for his goodness to overtake you, and for you to walk in peace as you navigate the day. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Sandra, and God bless you and your family. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, but I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Good morning, Father. Father, we come to thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for all that you continue to do for us. We thank you for who you are to us. Father, you are our protector. You are our director. You are our counsel. You are our guide. You are the one who gave us life, and you are the one who sustained us day in and day out. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you, God, for your son Jesus, for you sending him to Calvary so that he might die, so that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who goes where we go, who continuously leads, guides, and directs us. We are so grateful this morning for you being our Father. We thank you, Father, for being accessible. We thank you because you are only a prayer away. We thank you, God, because you continue to surround us with your faith. You continue to surround us with your goodness, and you continue to surround us with your love. We ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for the many times that you told us to do something and we did something different. Forgive us for the many times that you told us to speak up and we remained silent. And forgive us for the many times you told us to witness to someone and we chose to keep things to ourselves. We come now turning our attention to the prayer list. We pray for that young man and all of those who need some things to change in their life. We pray this morning for those who need some things to turn out differently, for those who need some results to move in a different direction. We pray, God, that you will first of all give them the assurance that you have everything under your divine control. And we pray, God, that you will touch their situation, their individual plight, and that you will let them know, God, that you have their best interest at heart. Help them to be patient. Help them, God, to do those things that must be done. And at the end of the day, remind them that although things may not have turned out the way they wanted, that they are exactly what you need them to be, because you are doing a work within them, a work within those around them. And when their miracle comes, when their breakthrough comes, they will know that it was you and you alone who made it happen. We thank you in advance for that. We pray for the lady with the brain tumor and for all of those, God, with all manner of issues and diseases today. We pray that you will keep their spirit strong. We pray that you will restore their health and make them whole. For Sister Johnny Mae Wilcox this morning and all of those who are hospitalized, we ask you to continue to hold them, God, in your protective care. We pray that you will breathe your healing spirit upon each of them so that they might walk in the newness of life. For those who are requesting their vacation to be approved, for those who need for their managers to approve some things, God, so that they might move forward, I ask that you give them favor in their situations. For Jeremy, that single parent who's raising his son, and for all single parents everywhere, Father, I pray that you will give them balance. Balance in their lives, balance in their homes, balance on their jobs, and help them, God, to always carve out quality time so that their children will feel special and so that their children will feel loved. For Gail of Tampa and all of those who need divine guidance this morning, for those who are transitioning into a new season of life and do not understand what is going on, I pray, God, that you will give them the endurance that they need. I pray that you will give them the faith they need to stand strong and to stand steady until you finish with their transformation. For I pray for marriages that are healthy and marriages that are in trouble. I pray, God, that you will sustain everyone who's married this morning. I pray, God, that you will sustain those who are single. And I pray that you will sustain all of those who have a need, God, for you to hold them up. For families everywhere, I pray that you will strengthen families with love, peace, and unity. For everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, Father, I pray that you will meet each of us at our point of need, in particular those who have not spoken their request, in particular those who have not shared their needs with you or with anyone. Lord, we thank you because you know everything. We thank you because you hold all plans for each of us in your hand. And we thank you, God, because you laid this day out before we were ever born. And with that, help us to just settle in and accept whatever comes our day, knowing that you have allowed it to come because it was filtered through your divine hands. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us. And remember, false prophets yield false profits. And that's profits. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. False prophets yield false profits.